Hello?
Yes, hi, good afternoon, sir. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I please speak to Benigno?
Yes, hi.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I'm
How are you?
doing great, sir. How about yourself?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good to hear that, sir. All right, Mr. Benigno, just to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
I think almost 5 years now.
Okay. All right. And
Getting
what
to 5 years.
Okay. And what is your
My fifth
primary?
year.
Is your fifth year?
Yes.
Okay.
Turning to fifth year. Four to 5 years.
All right. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Cement mason, stone mason, bricklayer, tile setter, refractory bricklayer, marble mason, plasterer, PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher.
Terrazzo mechanic or finisher.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, or apprentice, finisher or helper, or an improver?
Right now I'm on 90%, so I'm going to be a mechanic. But
Okay.
I'm still apprentice, I think, I believe.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
It's on and off. Today I was off. I was off for one day. It was on and off before, but hopefully everything will pick up.
Okay, so what is this, what, like, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks?
No, I this is my first day after getting off, but I work 5 days a week.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir?
Hello?
No? Okay. And
Yes,
yes or
hi.
no? Yes, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year, sir?
Well, I can't tell. See, this is the thing, it was slow. I can't tell right now if we were busy. Like 2 years ago, probably was busy. But after like 2022, 2023, it got slow.
Okay. All right. And sir, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were the time last year?
I can't tell. See, that's the thing. They say it was slow. But they have projects, I'm not sure.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Not really, I think.
No? Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
It again?
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you have worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of on any of them?
Steward?
Yes.
A foreman?
No, a steward.
Oh, I'm not sure. I can't. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Job steward, like the business associate.
Yes.
Business agent, yes, I think they sent me Mr. Pat Lenicki.
What's that, sir?
Yes, I believe this year I got the job from the union home.
Okay. All right. And let me see right here the next question, sir. And thinking about the last job in which you have worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It'll probably get worse. I heard they're trying to cut $10 an hour for like every union member because of the, you know, people. I think they got like non-union workers now, so they're trying to keep our union rate, but no, I'm not sure how they're gonna.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Thus, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you don't have no real safety concerns?
I don't really have safety concerns like that. Okay. We do have PPE and stuff, you know, all provided at the company, so it's up to you if you're going to use it. So.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes, I did.
In person, online?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, sir, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing? Hello, Mr. Bedino?
Yes.
Have you participated in union organizing?
No, not yet.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
No, not yet. They're trying to do that protest about the union because of the pay raise and stuff.
Okay. What about picketing?
Say it again?
Picketing.
What's that? I don't get it.
Yes, have you participated in picketing in the last 12 months?
Picnic?
No, picketing.
Picketing?
Yes.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, or occasionally, or never?
I'm not sure if they come to my work site, maybe occasionally.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are less likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, cable news, print or online newspapers, or friends and neighbors? Which one is your first go-to when you want your news?
I think friends. Like
friends?
Local member, yeah.
Okay. And secondly, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, cable news, print or online newspaper?
Like online text?
Yes.
Yes, like text message. I think they do have text messages.
Okay. What about the internet or social media? Local TVs?
No, we don't really.
What about the radio or cable news?
No.
Okay. And my last, okay, right here. All right. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, education, jobs in the economy, the environment, support labor unions, immigration, healthcare, or something else?
Support labor unions.
Support for labor unions. Okay. And, yes. Sir, Mr. Enigma, as you may know, BAC.
Jobs and economy.
What?
We need jobs for better economy, too, you know?
Jobs for better economy?
More jobs. Yes, more jobs for
okay.
the labor, for the union people.
Okay, thank you. And, sir, my next question is, as you may know, the BAC supports application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No? Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important? Somewhat important, not so important, or
very
not
important. Very important.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, sir, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Republican. I'm not going to vote for Democrats. See what they did to the country. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Right now.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Mr. Nemo, which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers, of course.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more for the people, for the workers.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall. Do you
approve?
You disapprove somewhat or you strongly disapprove?
I disapprove to what he did to the plan, to the, what he did, right?
No, his job as a president overall. Do you approve, somewhat approve, disapprove?
No, disapprove, yeah, disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No, strongly disapprove. They're
okay.
They don't have to work for the people.
Okay. And what about his support for labor unions? Do you approve strongly, somewhat approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about health care?
I always disapprove to Biden now.
Disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the economy, sir?
Economy, no. You see what happened in New York right now? There's no job. It's a lot of thousands of people, millions of people coming in. They're not really fixing anything.
Okay. So you approve strongly, approve somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly to the economy. What they did.
And what about immigration?
No. A lot of people like me, I'm trying to get my wife over here. I'm in a process. I'm paying, you know, waiting for the right process. And then they're letting people, like millions of people, without, you know, really, like, checking out the video. Yeah, it's crazy right now.
Okay. So you would strongly disapprove or you disapprove somewhat?
I'm strongly disapprove.
Okay. And what about the last one, foreign affairs? Do you approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove?
Disapprove. All disapprove from Biden. It's
okay.
Not good.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way the Congress is handling its job?
Say it again, for the Congress what?
Yes. Do you approve or you disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Yes, no, disapprove.
You somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, Mr. Lino. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
No, disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes, strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote, Mr. Nino?
No. I'm waiting. This year, this October, I'm gonna get my citizenship. So I'm gonna vote for the next term.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think just fair.
Just fair? Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. You could say that. All right. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and services?
How they can improve?
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think provide more jobs and, like, you know, info, I think, I believe, or...
Provide more jobs?
Yeah, I think meetings also. So
more meetings?
I heard that, yes, they're going to deduct $10 or 10%, I believe, now. And, it's not fair for us. A lot of us sometimes. It's not an easy job, you know?
Okay. It's not an easy job. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let me see, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
I believe, like, provide more work for the union guys and to support the union workers, and, you know?
And support the union workers?
Yes.
Union workers. Okay. Now, we're almost done here, Mr. Nino. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text messages, job site, union meetings, or the mail?
I think email is okay, or mail. Meetings, okay. Too, also. I think it's very important for the meetings, you know.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Once a year, or never?
Maybe twice a year, maybe more than twice.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here. I'm just going to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Republican, strong Republican.
Strong Republican. Okay. And just make sure that we have a representative sample. What is your race?
I'm Filipino, Asian.
Hey, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Benigno.
Benigno.
B-E-N-I-G-N-O.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, Mr. Benigno, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for helping me out and your participation. You have a blessed evening, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Bye-bye.